What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casino. Nothing else comes close.
On the eve of free agency, on the heels of the draft, on day one of Dev Camp, and in one of the shortest possible weeks for Sabres Live, welcome in. We are exclusive on WGR Sports Radio 550 today, and will be again tomorrow. And then, who knows, maybe next week we'll come back. But Marty, there's a lot, an awful lot to discuss.
Yes.
So I wanted to leave the canvas blank for you to begin without any steering in any possibly wrong direction from me.
Okay, I mean, the first thing, and let's get this out, the draft happened Friday, Saturday. We were doing some draft coverage Friday night after the Sabres drafted Radim Mertka, defenseman from the Czech Republic. Big guy, played in Seattle Juniors, and it's a great pick. Chris Baker been talking about him. It's a good pick. He was like, hey, if he's there, that's the guy. Good. Okay, that's it. And then they went on to pick eight more guys and, you know, a couple of goalies, and it's the draft. Some people ask me over the weekend, what did you think of the draft? My first response, first round was too long. It took forever. They did better in the second round, but it just, like, the draft is the draft. It's great. I don't want to downplay the kids that are being drafted. It's a great moment in their lives. But it's years ago, years away, not ago, away from when that's going to have an impact. So great, the draft is done. Look, we're hoping maybe more trades at the draft. It's always the same thing, like a lot of speculations. And then teams are like, well, there were some things that maybe, but it wasn't working for us. There's a lot of teams that said the same thing in their presser after, saying they were looking at trades, but didn't work out. So now we turn to free agency. And there's still trades to be made, but we turn to free agency, and that's where it's like Christmas morning, but I can't figure out who's Santa and who's getting the gifts, right? Is it the teams that are getting the gifts because they're shopping? Is it the players getting the contracts? Like it's free agency. It's Christmas morning.
In total, three defensemen, three centers, one winger, two goalies taken by the Sabres. Chris Baker joins us tomorrow on Sabres Live and may offer a little more on that. If you missed any of it, Sabres.com, Sabres Social, has all of what Buffalo has added to their stable. Now, between then and during that time, up until now, transactions, including an extension to Jack Quinn of 2 years and a deal of Connors as Clifton goes to Pittsburgh. Timmins is here in Buffalo, and many questions remain on the trade and or free agent front, which officially opens tomorrow, but there've been a slew of signings by teams keeping their own guys leading up to July 1st.
Yes.
So quickly on the Connors and what it does to Buffalo's defense.
So this is interesting because obviously the Sabres acquired Kesselring. So you're looking at the right side of the defense. I really saw still a spot for Connor Clifton, but you probably want to change the salary structure because Clifton was brought in to be probably more of a top four guy. It didn't really fit in that way. So he was playing lower in the third pair. So they moved that money out. They get Connor Timmins and, you know, a prospect, and Timmins needs a contract, but I don't foresee this being like what Connor Clifton's money was like, and probably half of that. So that's fine. Look, he could be a third pair defenseman. And again, we have a lot of those. Now, if you keep Bo Byram, your top four is set. Dahlin, Byram, Power, Kesselring. If you move Bo Byram, you have a hole in the top, pair with Dahlin, and you're going to have to figure that out. Maybe you get something in return. Maybe it's through a trade. So that trade is moving out somebody that maybe you brought in for a specific role. It didn't work out. Connor Clifton was a great guy. Loved every time we got him on the show. His dad would stop by the set. It was great. It just didn't work in the role that he was going to come in. You change the dynamic. You change that. That's one thing. Jack Quinn's extension. Did I think it was going to be 2 years at over $3 million? No, I didn't think it was going to be over $3 million. But at the same time, I'm looking at it. So what? Like Jack Quinn had almost 40 points last year. And early in the season, he was a healthy scratch. And it didn't really, he had 13 points in his last 13 games. I get it. Last little bit of the season last month. But can Jack Quinn score 25 goals, have 25 assists, 50 points next year? Yeah, he can. And 50 points making $3.3 million is not a lot. Like it's, 50 points, if you're UFA, you're getting $5 million tomorrow. That's really what it is. Now, I know the Sabres had some control over that, but I'm not worried about it. I think Jack Quinn is going to get an opportunity play, but I still don't see Jack Quinn as, he's a top six right now. I would like the Sabres to work on their top six and have maybe Jack Quinn more of a third line power play guy and work your way in the top six if the opportunity is there.
Well, they have 14 forwards once Kozak's deal is done, and he's not eligible to slide through on waivers anymore. So if they sign Kozak, you're at 14 forwards without having filled in a potential top six spot. It will obviously remain to be seen where Josh Doan fits in all of this. But as we talk about Quinn, you have to wonder, is he in top six? Is Benson in top six? Is it going to be Zucker in the top six? Or is there going to be another name or two by the time they go through free agency and or more trades here? I think the Byram assessment of the blue line and where he fits and what it might look like without him is also a very, very, very big talking point right now for this team.
We haven't even talked about the crease yet, right? So that's another.
Well, the crease hasn't changed. There's really not much to talk about, is there? I mean,
well, the only talk is that, look, a goalie that I'd put on my list of potential targets is Thatcher Demko. It seems like Demko is going to sign an extension tomorrow with the Vancouver Canucks. So that would take him out the market. Now, would Lankinen or Shelovs be available if, because they're gonna have to make one available, they may lose one on waivers, right? So there's something there, but you mentioned the top six. There was a rumor before the Peterka trade that the Sabres were looking at two pieces in the top six. And looking back now, I'm saying, well, maybe they were looking at two pieces in the top six because the rumors of Peterka. If you move Peterka, you need to replace the Peterka piece in the top six and add another one. Right now, you go on Daily Faceoff and Zach Benson is on your top line as a left winger. And I get it. Maybe, Zach Benson is fun to watch, right? He's a fun guy. But he didn't have 30 points last year. You can't have a left wing top line player get 30 to 40 points. Like a left wing top line guy has got to get you 70. It's got to get you almost a point a game. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Jack Quinn. Like I mentioned, Jack Quinn, okay, well, if he gets you 45 points, that's a jump, from 38 to go to 45 or 50. But is that a top six? Top six, that's got to be 60 plus. Yuri Kulik is slotted as a top two centers on the team right now. Okay, if Fury gets 50 points next year, we're all going to be jumping for joy because he will have doubled his production from last year. But you're a top two center on the team. That's got to be 60-plus. Like, I get it. Sabres were a top 10 scoring team last year with a bad power play. But looking at this roster right now, I'm like, your guys on the top two lines are not, don't have the numbers that you should get if you were on the top two lines right now.
Right, and the remaining restricted free agents for the team, McLeod, Kozak, Byram, Timmins, Bernard Docker, Ryan Johnson, and Devin Levi. So you're seeing a lot of teams today take care of the housekeeping. You know, that's a mild way of putting it. Obviously, there's great significance for both team and player in these transactions. It's just when dealing with restricted free agencies, it's, you know, more expected that the business gets done. And then tomorrow, when things open up wide, you see what other dominoes fall and then how it impacts teams that still have to sign some of their own. That's the challenging part here, right? Like, do you quote unquote establish your own little marketplace when retaining your own players, or the more you see other teams, you know, take care of business, does that change how agents view? I mean, my goodness, Marty, there are some signings already. Obviously, Toronto's on the winning side of it with their discounts that they got in quotations for John Tavares and Matthew Nyes, but I'm speechless, as you can tell. Like, the Nick Hague deal in Nashville is ridiculous. Oh. And Kevin Ball in Calgary is it's not ridiculous, but it's too much. So
I mean, Nick Hague got 4 years.
5.35. Like, come on. Like, I don't know. Whatever.
So Nick Hague got 4 years, $22 million, right? So that is just $5.5 million.
What did I say to you a month ago? Like, I've been saying for 3 years that the Vegas defense is the best in the NHL.
Yes.
Up to bottom. But now Petrangelo's not going to be a part of it. And with their cap crunch, it was always likely that Nick Hague wasn't going to be a part of it moving forward. But I said to you guys internally a month ago, I said, is Nick Hague even any good? Like, because we don't know because
he's on a great team backhand.
That always makes the playoffs, right? And it's not a disrespect to Nick Hague. I'm inflammatory for the sake of engaging in conversation here. But what has Nick Hague done to get 4 years and 5.5 out of Nashville, which still doesn't look very good on their blue line? And there's still going to be concerns about Roman Josi's health when the season begins. There's optimism that he's going to be okay, but if he's not, my goodness, this team still needs an awful lot of help, and they still need Pete DeBoer in my mind.
Yes, and Vegas moves out Nick Hague knowing that Alex Petrangelo won't play all season long.
And they're still great.
But they're still great, but I'm just saying, like, they're like, yeah, you know what? We won't have Petrangelo all season long. He'll be long-term IR all season long, but we're still going to move on from Nick Hague because that's what they decide to do. Now, Vegas is interesting because Vegas does things their way, but right now, there is, and Elliot Friedman reported that yesterday, but he said when he was at the draft in LA and he was like in the, you know, back alleys of the draft, there was a lot of talking about Mitch Marner and the Vegas Golden Knights, not because of the potential contract that Vegas could offer Marner tomorrow, but that there was potentially some tampering comments that were made that if Vegas were to sign Marner, that the Leafs would slam something down with the league as to tampering from the Vegas Golden Knights, because the league is waiting, is itching. I was telling producer Jeff before the show, but Duffer, did you know that I was part of a tampering investigation years ago? I was the alleged co-conspirator in the tampering allegations that were put forward to the NHL by the Buffalo Sabres too.
It's vaguely familiar. It's disappointing on my behalf that I haven't dug deeper on it, because I should hold it against you on a daily basis.
You should. So anyway, when Danny Briere signed with the Flyers.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Like,
yes,
later
yes,
that,
yes.
Like, maybe yes. In September, all of a sudden, like, I got called in to a meeting and they told me ahead of time, like, the league's coming in and whatever. There was a whole meeting, like, you know, Darcy Regier and Sabres representative on one side, the Flyers on the other side, the league in the middle, trying to figure out what happened. And they had, you know, they were like, oh, they're just, it was insane. It was insane. I'm like, I work out with the guy every day. He's one of my best friends in hockey. Did I want him to come to Philly? Yes. Philly would be great for you, Danny. Like, that's it. Like, I never got a call from, you know, Paul Holmgren at the time. Hey, tell your buddy Briere we're going to offer him this much money. Like, it was so pointless, right? But the league is trying to catch one team because we all know there is tampering happening. But they're trying to catch one team. So now the Leafs are saying, they're saying out, if Marner signs with Vegas, coming after Vegas for tampering. Well, Elliot Friedman reported that Vegas, as we know, they're pretty slick and slippery, may be in talk with the Leafs and saying, okay, so that we don't get tampering charges, how about we do this? Toronto, you signed Marner, you trade him to us, and we'll send you something back. Nick Hegg was a player rumored to maybe going back the other way, but he's not available now. He's going to Nashville. Nicholas Waugh is another player that is maybe would go back. Mm-hmm. But I said, it's so Vegas. You know, they always seem to like have this way to maneuver around certain things. But anyway, so that's the big thing now. Vegas was able to move on from Nick Hegg, send him to Nashville, but now they may focus that money onto Mitch Marner. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can't really downplay the significance of a report like this because it could have massive ramifications on not only the two teams that we're talking about, but the rest of the NHL and how it affects day one of free agency or deeper into free agency, because these types of things usually don't get dealt with right away.
No.
They tend to require time and investigative efforts. So
especially when everybody goes to the cottage on July the 2nd. So you're going to wait a little longer. But I mean, what it's going to do is, look, you've got Ehlers, you got Besser, you got Granlund, you got Kane, you got other guys, Marchand, you got other free agents that may wait to see what is Marner going to do. Mm-hmm. And we may be Plan B for other teams, but this may hold up the whole process tomorrow at some point.
There's one other signing that I just can't figure out. Do you know which one it is?
Claude Giroux.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No, that's obvious. He was a perfect fit.
And he took like a team friendly with what is it? Less than $1 million in bonuses. Yeah. So it works fine.
This involves a team that has made news with two goalies, three technically, this weekend.
Three goalies this weekend? I don't know about...
Boy John Gibson got traded.
Oh, to Detroit, yes.
And they brought in Peter Mrazek, which gives them Mrazek and Dostal. But for some unknown reason, maybe because they have a surplus of money and don't know what to do with it, they gave Ville Husso 2 years at $2.2 million today. Who were they negotiating with? What are they doing? Like, what? Are they doing this as leverage to say, hey, Dostal, we've got two NHL goalies. You're going to have to take what we're offering because we already have two goalies. So you better get signed here. Like, honestly, come on. Ville Husso has been a non-factor in the NHL for 3 years.
Yeah. It's basically this seems to me like Anaheim, because Anaheim still has 36.8 million of cap space according to cap wages. So,
and a boatload of young players that they're going to have to extend at some point this year and next. So they're going to be mindful of that.
Yeah, but Ville Husso, it's like we need to add maybe $1 million at the end of the minors.
Did he love San Diego that much at the end of the year? He's just like, hey, pay me. I'll be your third wheel if I don't get claimed on waivers, and I'll just stay in San Diego.
And what you can do now with these number three goalies, like James Reimer last year or whatever, is give him like the 1.2, right? You give him $1 million to be the third guy. And when they clear waivers and they go to the minors, it's not costing you anything on your cap. Anything over under 1.25, I think, is basically not costing you anything to be buried in the minors. Mm-hmm. But 2.2, so if Ville Husso goes to the minors, which most likely will, because
unless you think someone's going to claim him, and this is where it ties into Buffalo, because you've never really talked about Husso, but he falls into that category, right, of veteran goalies that were looking for employment, and where will they
There's land? Your answer. Your answer is right there, Duffer. They gave him too much money to be claimed on waivers. So they're right. Like, we're good. We gave him so much money that he's never going to get claimed, well, and we're going to have him in our organization.
Look at his game log from last year. His final two appearances with the Ducks were great. So because in honor of those two games, we're going to give you 2 years and 2.2. Deuces wild, baby.
But that's like, maybe that's the Pat Verbeek strategy, saying we'll give him so much money, we won't lose him. We'll have our three. We'll have our Mrazek, Dostal, and Husso. We have our three. We're good. Because they've dealt with a lot of injuries in Anaheim with Gibson and Dostal last year, whatever. So they're like, we don't want to move to go into a year with a question mark. We'll have our three.
And it's understandable there. But shame on you for going 18 minutes without launching into a Gibson diatribe. What is Detroit getting with John Gibson? And are they way better? Again, let's focus on the division. The Sabres, teams doing their business. Yeah. Is this good for Detroit?
No. So, unfortunately, I've had to do a lot of work on the, unfortunately, but like a lot of work on to trade candidates because of the free agent crop of goaltenders that there is. And yeah. I've had to say that John Gibson would be an upgrade with certain organizations, right? Like Edmonton. I think John Gibson would be an upgrade to Stuart Skinner, or at least maybe a 1A to the 1B or whatnot. So is he somebody that I think is playing at the highest of levels? No. But can he play all? Yeah. But Detroit, they had Mrazek and Talbot. They were fine. I think Detroit was fine. Brendan Gibson is almost like hoping that somehow you're going to catch, you know, like this magical run with Gibson that he's going to lead you to the playoffs. No, I think you had a better chance with Mrazek and Talbot, to be honest with you. I don't see Gibson being an upgrade to those two.
Hmm. Wow. Joel Hofer is off the, whoever's market was trying to create this. he's obviously been retained in St. Louis a couple of years. And as you mentioned earlier, Demko looking like he, according to most recent reports, including that from Frank Saravalli, and this has been in the works, talked about for a couple of weeks now, that Demko is likely to get his extension with Vancouver here.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
And Hofer, so the word was that St. Louis was not going to trade him. Like a lot of teams called on Hofer, like because they have Binnington, and they wanted to get it done before July 1, so they didn't have to deal with offer sheets on Joel Hofer, which they did 2 years at 3.4, which takes him past, like they'll both be free agents, Binnington and Hofer at the same time, so they can transition with Hofer if it works out and move on from Binnington in 2 years.
So how has all of this, all names mentioned in the previous 20 minutes as it pertains to goaltending, how has it affected what you see the Sabres potentially doing?
Well, the way that it's affected what I see potentially the Sabres doing is that available goaltenders that maybe by trades would have been there for the Sabres to say, inquire upon, kind of check on, not there much anymore. Gibson already got traded. Demko is going to resign. Like, now you're falling a little bit if you're looking at acquiring a goaltender through a trade. For example, using Bo Byram to say we're going to get a top six forward and a goaltender, and maybe we move one of our goalies out somewhere else, that limits the market now. And teams that may have a goaltender, and I go back to Columbus with Merzlikins, which I don't think there's a market for him now, but all of a sudden you're like, well,
no, because they need a veteran with Greaves and they already traded Tarasov.
Yeah, so. But you're going to acquire a goaltender, maybe maybe more of a backup goaltender, somebody that you say is going to be good for Greaves. And if you don't acquire that, you get it on the free agent, because you can go and get a Vladar, and you can go get a Vanecek, you can go get an Alex Lyon, you can get yourself a veteran backup for a lot cheaper than Merzlikins if you wanted to. So I think that all of a sudden, teams may circle back on those type of goaltenders, right? That may be there for them.
Okay, but Sabre-specific, how has your list changed?
Well, now I'm like looking at free agent guys because,
right?
You know, the whole Demko dream is not there. So I'm looking at free agent. The list hasn't changed, but it's just I was more focusing on trades, and now I got to flip over the page and go to my free agent list. That's more what's happening.
Right, but I think something very important in what you were discussing was names like Gibson and or Demko and or fill in the blank here. Have been attached to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Edmonton hasn't found success here. And that is potentially going to impact the market if Buffalo was looking at one of these goalies, right? Like, I mean, and okay, let's use a wild situation. Let's say the Oilers decide that Elvis Merzlikins is a better option for them.
Yeah.
And they make a trade with Columbus. Would you want the Sabres to get Skinner?
Well, he's not expensive. So he's not like a $4 or $5 million guy. So you could say, okay, so that would say to go alongside Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and go Luukkonen. I could do Luukkonen Skinner. I could do Luukkonen Skinner. I'd much rather do Luukkonen Skinner than do Luukkonen and Vladar. Or Luukkonen and Forsberg, or Luukkonen and Vanecek. Because now I'm like, okay, I've got a guy that has done it. He's been a number one. He's gotten to two cup finals. Is he good? There's moments where he's really good, and there's moments where it's really not good. Could I work with him and say, let's build the structure, let's get him going the right way? I would do it. I would think that would enter the chat. I'd have to go to my third page now and say, I'm adding it. The guy's like, okay, what if a player gets signed or gets traded to a team? Would they move on from one of their guys? That's where it is. And Binnington was another one that was on my list. That's the guy that you were like, okay, if they were going to go at one, like I'd say Binnington.
He could still be on Edmonton's list, presumably.
He could still be on Edmonton's list. So now if he's going to Edmonton, they're definitely getting rid of Skinner.
Right.
So now I would.
I mean,
would
he say, might go back to St. Louis in that situation because you would have Skinner and Hofer, right? So.
Yeah, but you could do a three-team trades. You can work, you know, kind of. That's why you got to get working the phones and you got to get in and say, I think this guy's getting traded. I'm going to get in and maybe I have a third wheel that can get a player or move some money around. Or there's a lot of that stuff that could happen. Does it happen often? No, but it does happen. So there's still that. But again, like,
okay, but you know what doesn't
happen? You're still looking at Jake Allen. You're still looking at those backup goaltenders that have experience, but now may hit more money than what was expected a month ago.
But in what you just said, you know what doesn't happen almost ever is the Edmonton Oilers situation. Losing in back-to-back Stanley Cup finals and having two of the best five players, if not two of the best three players in the world. Mm-hmm. Their urgency level has to be higher than just about anyone's based on how close they've been and the players that they currently possess. So I think a lot of this marketplace, especially as it pertains to any goalie from here on out that is on the move, the road goes through Edmonton.
Well, I think you're pretty much right there. And also, if you're the Oilers, and this may go to the Sabres as well to a certain extent, but if you say, we're not getting much better. Like, you're not hitting the home run and getting much better in net, but mm-hmm. the change is so necessary that we'll do, like, hey, give me four quarters for a dollar, right? Like, that's like, we'll trade, like, you know, with good exchange rate, we'll take this guy. We don't think he's much better than what we have, but we have to change our crease. We cannot go into a third season with Stuart Skinner and hope that we're going to make Connor McDavid and everybody happy. That's what I'm kind of seeing with the Sabres too. Like, this is now going to be year three of Luukkonen, right? Like, he had the year where he finished the season really good 2 years ago. The Sabres were a point away from, getting to the playoffs. The Florida Panthers get in. They go to the finals last year, not so good. Actually, that was 3 years ago. So you're in year three of Luukkonen now. At the same time, do you feel, and I don't think Kevin Adams is feeling like he needs a change, mm-hmm. but the Edmonton Oilers need a change, and that could shake the goalie market a little bit for the Sabres to come in and maybe get something out of it.
Fascinating time for hockey talk. Free agency begins tomorrow. Sabres development camp starts this afternoon. Much more Buffalo-centric and around the league as we continue on Sabres Live after this.
Mm-hmm. Get back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.